ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach, Parashat Tzav. And this week we have also Shabbat HaGadol. And we see at the beginning of the parasha, the Torah tells us, Tzav et Aharon ve'et banav lemur, zot Torat ha'ola. Rashi point out over here, he said, Tzav et Aharon, ein tzav ella lashon ziruz, miyad ve'ladorot. אמר רבי שמעון, ביותר צריך הכתוב לזרז במקום שיש בו חסרון כיס. It means here that הקדוש ברוך הוא is telling משה רבנו, you have to warn אהרון הכהן, you have to give him חיזוק, you have to give him זירוז, that he should go ahead and do whatever I'm commanding him to. רבי שמעון is telling us here, ביותר צריך הכתוב לזרז במקום שיש חסרון כיס. And especially in a place that the Kohen is not getting any benefit out of it, so probably he's going to get lazy of keeping that mitzvah. Therefore, you need to talk to him that he should run to do that mitzvah. He should have zirizut. Just like the anyan of matzah, that Pesach is coming up now. The anyan of matzah, same thing, Hakim, they tell us, the difference between hametz and matzah, that the hametz, after you mix the flour with the water, you let the dough rest, and after that, the dough automatically is going to become hametz. But matzah, you always have to be working with it. You have to be zariz. You cannot just sit without doing anything. You have to always be busy with the dough. Then it's not going to become hametz. Even the whole day, and the Rambam writes that if the person is kneading the dough, even all day long as he's kneading it, he didn't let it rest, it does not become hametz. So the idea here that the pasuk is telling us you have to be zariz. Mizvah bali adecha al tachmitzina zrizim magdin le mizvot. You always have to be zariz. You have to run to do the mizvah. And here the Bishmon is telling us, especially in a place that there is chasaron kis, you have to warn the person even more. Simple understanding over here. What does mean makom sheish chasaron kis? Simple understanding. Since that here the pasuk is telling us zot torat ha'ola, that the Pasuk is teaching us about the Korban Ola, and we all know by Korban Ola, what does the Kohen get from that Korban? Korban Hatat and Shlamim and all other Korbanot, the Kohen has parts from that Korban that is also benefiting from it. So there's no need to tell the Kohen, you have to be careful, you have to run, do that mitzvah of bringing Korban, other korbanot than korban ola. You don't have to be mizarizim. Why? Because anyways, he's getting benefit out of it. But here, by korban ola, the kohen doesn't get nothing from korban ola. Pasuk says, "V'hakohen hamakriv et olat ish, or ha'ola asher akriv lekohen lo yihye." It means that the only thing that the kohen who brings korban ola gets from that korban, he gets only the skin. That's it. You get the skin, you could make shoes out of it, you could make leather jacket out of it, but whatever it is, but it doesn't get any meat from that korban to eat it. So here, by korban ola, there is more hasaron kis for the kohen. Therefore, here, by korban ola, the Torah is telling us, tzav et aharon. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, en tzav ela lashon ziruz, biyoter sarach ziruz, makom sheish bo hasaron kis. That's a simple understanding what Rashi is telling us over here. However, I saw here in the Hatam Sofer in Torah Moshe, he told us right at the beginning of the parasha, Daf Tedvav Amud Beit, Birashi Ita, Ein Tzav Ella Lashon Ziruz Miyad Veladorot. Amar Bishamon, Biyotar Sarech Lizarez, Makom Sheish Hasaron Kis. That's what he just said from Rashi. Veita Baramban Bishim Sefre Sham, Der Bishamon Holek, Humakshi Atana Kama. Yesh Lefarish de Barav, Eze Hasaron Kis Sheyach Gabe Kurbanot. He says here, the Hatam Sofer, I don't understand. What kind of korbanot are we talking about that it has hasaron kis for the kohen? What kind of hasaron kis does he have? Biyot esarach ziruz makom sheish hasaron kis. So why would the person prevent himself from bringing that korban? He says, I don't understand. What type of korban are we talking about over here? Hello, be korbanot neimarim parashat veikra meire be korbanot habayim bindaba. Said all this, the korbanot that the Torah is talking about here in Parashat Vayikra are talking about donation, voluntarily korban. So such a korban, ubahem lo sheyach hasaron kis. Why? Demi shelo yirtze, it's not letnadem. said, if someone's voluntarily is donating Qurban, you don't have to warn him, you have to run away to do this mizbah. Obviously, he's doing it out of fahishik, out of ziruz. Why? Because otherwise, he doesn't have to bring it. Why is he bringing it? Because he wants to make nahat ruh in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this I understand. So you don't have to tell him, tzav itaharun, you don't have to warn him. You don't have to be mizarism. So I don't understand. If we're talking about Qurbanot Nidaba, there's no need for zeros. And if you're going to tell me you're talking about Hatta'ot Ve'ashamot, you said, also you don't have to warn him, you don't have to be mizarism. Shehare en mashkinim alehim, dechol adam nihale, detevel kapara. He says, if we're talking about Qurbanot, that a person is obligated to bring because he sinned, and he has to bring Qurban to be mechaper on a sin, he said, automatically the person himself is going to run to bring that Qurban, because everyone needs kapara. And that's the reason why the Gemara says, "Ein mashkinim alehim." Such a Qurban, hatat, or asham, that is brought to be mechaper on the person's sin, we don't, Beddin, they don't come and tell the person, listen, you have to bring that Qurban. If not, we're going to take something else from your house, like Arabon, until you're going to bring that Qurban. We don't do this. Why? Because everyone knows the person himself on his own is going to run to bring that Qurban because everyone wants kapara. So if that's the case, there's no Hissaron Kis over here. Because anyways, he has to bring it. V'ibi Qurbanot Ne'emarim Parashat Pinchas She'im HaKurbanot Shel Tzibur Halo Atam Ne'emar Tzavet Ben Yisrael Ve'amarta Alehim Tkurbanin Lahmi. If you're going to tell me about the regular Qurbanot Tzibur, the daily Qurbanot that they used to bring in Beit HaMikdash, by them it says Lashon Ziruz, it said also doesn't make sense. Why? Because over there it says clearly Tzavet Aharon Et Banav Le'mor, no, not Tzavet Aharon, Tzavet Ben Yisrael Ve'amarta Alehim Tkurbanin Lahmi. So it also cannot be that the Pasuk here by us is telling us about the Qurbanot of Timidin that they have to bring every day, because over there it says also Tzav. So what's here the parasha by us referring to? So it says here, Hatam Sefer Ben Ra'ali Lomar, the parashat para aduma, the dameha merubin, vihi lasha'a veledorot, baze havale lemar tzav lezarez. That's what he says here. He said here we must explain that the pasuk is telling us here that there is hasaron kis. Rabbi Shimon says biyoter sheish hasaron kis makom sheish bo hefsed. That's here we're talking about para aduma. Para aduma usually it's going to be mechaper on. They have to bring someone who's tamimet. You have to take the ashes of para aduma and he mix it, you know, with the mehatat, and then he sprinkle on the person who's tamimet, then it's going to become tahor. And this para aduma costs a lot of money. And this para aduma, that's what Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rashi is saying. Ein tzav ela lashon ziruz, you have to be mizarez b'nei Israel to bring para aduma, because this mizvah is miyad vela dorot. It's not only now, they're always going to need that if a para aduma. Therefore, on them, on this, on that type of korban, there is an yan of to be mezarez. Umihu yesh lomar, de kevan shen lkachat metrumat halishka, in kan hasaron kis. De belav achi natnu kvar kol ahad v'ahad mahazit ha-shekel. Ach, lefi ze, ach ze, lefi madakam elan, para kotche mezbeach. Aval, Rabbi Shimon lishtato sbir alele, para kotche bedek habayti, v'ina nkachat metrumat halishka, ולפעמים גובין לה מתחלה מהציבור לקחת פרה. עקר בשמעון לשתתו, יפה הקשה, איסל כדעתין צו מורה זירוז, ביותר לזרז על פרה אדומה שיש בה חסרון כיס. So he says, even though we know that the פרה אדומה is also brought from the money that every single Jew donates to בית המקדש from מחסית השקל, and over there it says, איך עשיר לא ירבה וידה לא ימית. Everyone has to give exactly מחסית השקל. So what hasaron kis over there? What do you care what they're using your money for? The main thing that you have to give half a shekel. Ya'ashir lo yerbe ve'dalo yemayit. So what hasaron kis? So that's that we said that they used to take the money to buy para aduma from the mahasit shekel. That goes according to Hachamim. However, Rabbi Shimon, he disagreed with Hachamim. That's what the Ramban writes here. Rabbi Shimon is cholek al hakamim, cholek al tanakama, because according to Rabbi Shimon himself, he said para aduma, they have to make special collection from Am Israel to buy that para aduma. So even though every person he gave already mahasita shekel, said that's to bring the daily korbanot. But to bring para aduma, it costs a lot of money. You have to go around, you have to go shop around, and you have to collect money from Am Israel. So here, there's chesaron kis. And on such a mezvah, the pasuk is telling us here, tzav, shu'ul lashon zirumz. That's how here the Hatam Sofer is explaining to us over here. I saw in the Midrash Rabbah, right at the beginning of this week's parasha, he tells us here, parasha Zayin, Siman Alev, tzav et aharon ve'et banav lemor zot torat ha'olam. זהו שאמר כתוב, שנאה תעורר מדנים, ועל כל פשעים תכסה אהבה. פסוק משלי says, שנאה תעורר מדנים. What does it mean? It said, if someone hates someone else, he doesn't like him, he hates him, that's gonna cause him to start fight with him. Why? Because normally, if you hate someone, the smallest thing he's gonna do against you, you're going to start to attack him, you're going to start to scream at him, you're going to say, oh, that's what he did to me, you're going to start complaining to him. Well, because anyway, he hate him, and now he did something, even though it was something very small that he did against you, now you're going to blow up on him, and then you're going to start fighting with him. Why? What's the source? Why are you fighting with him? Because really, not because of the small thing that he did to you, because of the hatred in your heart, that's why you're waiting for him. You're waiting to catch him on something, then to attack him. But really, when you attack him, you're not attacking him for the small thing that he did. Because the hatred inside you, deep inside you. That's a simple understanding of the pasuk. And same thing, vice versa. If you love someone and you care about him, even though if that someone is going to do something terrible to you, is going to do something very bad to you, what are you going to say? I said, for sure, he didn't mean to. Someone convinced him to do it, or he had yes or ra, but really he doesn't mean to. Why are you trying to be melamed zichut all of a sudden on him? Because you love him. So that's a simple understanding of the pasuk. Here the Midrash is saying, Sin'a shenatnu Yisrael b'nehem lebein abihim shebashamayim hi orera alehen dined dinim. So that's the hatred that Am Yisrael caused between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, that it brought a lot of trouble to Am Israel. What are we referring to? Obviously, we're referring to Avon Aigel. The Midrash continues. He said, "Amar Bishem Abar Nachmani, Karob L'Tshamayot Shana, Hayta Sinah Kibusha, Ben Israel Leben Abayim Shebashamayim, Miyom Sheyasu Israel Misraim, Ve'ad Shana Shentorra Alehem B'Mei Hezkel." So he said it's almost 900 years Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu was keeping the hatred Kibyachol in his heart against Am Israel. It's very harsh words here the Midrash is telling us. Kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu 900 years he was holding on Kibyachol the hatred against Am Israel. Why? Because in the beginning Am Israel from the time we left Mitzrayim, we didn't live clean. The Midrash tells us, "Licha Adonai tzedaka v'lanu boshet apanim." What does it mean, "V'lanu boshet apanim"? Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though all the chesed that he did with us, he took us out of Mitzrayim, he split Yam Suf and everything, then b'chol zot, what did Am Yisrael say or do? The Hakim tell us, "Pesel Micha," crossed the Yam Suf together with them. That means even though they see open miracle in front of their eyes, but still they have their Avodah Zarah with them. So that's Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibyachol, he hated Am Yisrael Kibyachol. It's harsh words here to say it, but that's what the Midrash is saying. Sin'ah shenatnu Yisrael b'neihem lebein abihim shebashamayim ora alehem dine dinim. That's what he says here. It said almost 900 years from the time they left Mitzrayim and they had Avodah Zarah with them until the times of Yehezkel. That's approximately 900 years the Midrash is saying here. Said and the Yehezkel is telling us in the name of Hashem, Ba'omar alehim, Ish shikutzei aina v'shlichu, ubgillulim Israim atutamau. Hashem was kibyachol, was telling Yehezkel, I told them 900 years ago, when they left Mitzrayim, I told them, leave the Abu Dazara. And did they listen to me? They didn't listen to me. And they didn't listen. ועשיתי עמהם בעבור שמי גדול שלא יתחלש נאמר ואעס למען שמי. So that's here what the Midrash is telling us. כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא, he still remembers what we did by קריעת ים סוף, that we took פסל מיכה with us. So לך אדוני צדקה, even though doing so much חסד with us, what are we doing? לנו בושת הפנים, we have פסל מיכה with us. That's כביכול להתר את הקדוש ברוך הוא, he kept it כביכול נזהרת until the time of יחזקאל, And he told it to him. I told them 900 years ago to separate from Abu Dhabi, but they didn't listen to me. That's Sinat Aurel Midanim. That's Ahaba Shuheba Makumit Israel Shni Amar Ahabti Yitchi Amar Hashem. Even though there is so much hatred because we did Avon Aigel, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loves us also. Even though they did Avon Aigel, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's not going to destroy them. דבר אחר, the Midrash continues here, שנאת העורים מדנים, שנאה שנתן אהרון בין ישראל לבין אביהם שבשמיים, היא עוררה עליהן דיני דינים. So the hatred that Aharon caused between Israel and הקדוש ברוך הוא, that hatred that he caused Aharon הכהן, it fired back at Aharon and he was punished. אמר ביאסה, מלמד שהיה אהרון נוטל קורבנם ופוסחו לפניהם. ואומר להם דעו שאין בו ממש. The Midrash saying here that Aharon HaKohen, when he did the Aigel for Am Israel, he was ripping it and he was Mu'echet Zeh. It was here the Pirush Maharaz was telling us, Mema'acho Umuhako Kedeh Lebezoto. So he was squeezing that Aigel. That shouldn't come, you know, like a nice shape. And he was fosho l'aynehim. And what he was telling them, do you think this aigel that I just made is going to help you with something? There's nothing in it. In Bumamash. The Midrash says, because he says such a statement, kibyachol that caused fire back on him, on himself, Aharon HaKohen. Why? Hu she'amar lo Moshe le'aharon, mi'asa l'icha ha'am zeke bit alav hata'a gidola. אמר לו, מוטב היה להן שידונו שוגגים ואל ידונו מזידים. So, משה, he didn't like what Aharon did, and he did, on what part, we're talking about the part that Aharon told בני ישראל, that the Aigel, there's nothing in it, doesn't help you in any way. That sentence that Aharon HaKohen said, that fired back on him. Why? Chaura, he said something good. Ela, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, no, you weren't supposed to tell them that Aigel, there's no power in it. Why not? Really, that doesn't help. Ela, here the Pirush Matanot Kehunah tells us here, he said, Ve'al mutab shiyu shugugim ve'al yiyu mezidim. Ve'ilu lo hodi'am she'en bo mamash, hayu sobrim she'esh bo mamash, hayu shugugim. So Moshe was telling Aharon, if you would have kept quiet, and you didn't tell Ben Israel that the Aigel doesn't help you in any way possible, if you didn't tell them that statement, then Am Israel is going to think that probably the Aigel is going to help them. So if that's the case, that means they're mistaken. They thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is not around, so they thought that the Aigel, there's power in it, could help them. Therefore, they start to worship Abu Dazara, start to worship the Aigel. But now that you, Aharon, came and you told them, you announced it that the Aigel doesn't help you in any way possible, and still Am Israel did Avon Aigel, that now you caused them to be mezidim. If you would have kept quiet, you didn't tell them anything, then they would be shogugim. They're mistaken. They're mistakenly, they thought that Abu Lazar could help them, therefore they bow down to it. But and then they're going to be punished like Shogeg. But now that you told them that there is nothing in Abu Dazara and still they didn't listen to you, now it's Mezid now. What Bethon Pe do Am Israel have now? Aharon told them. He told them that there is nothing in Abu Dazara. The Midrash says here, Hu Sheh Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Le Moshe, that's exactly what the anger of Kadosh Baruch Hu against Aharon HaKohen. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Mi asher hata li imchenu misifri." Said, "With the person who sinned in front of me, I should wipe him out." And then Farshim says here, "It doesn't say mi asher hatu li imchem misifri." Doesn't say in plural, because really, who did the Abu Dazara? Not one person. Many from Am Israel did the Abu Dazara. The pasuk was supposed to say mi asher hatu li in plural language. What is said in singular language? Mi asher hatali, the person who sinned in front of me, I'm gonna wipe him out. Who's that person? Hada udchtib ubaharon hetanaf adonai meod leishmido. It's a very harsh statement here. It's saying that the pasuk mi asher hatali imhenu sifri, referring to Aharon. He, Aharon HaKohen, he's the one who did the Aigel to Am Israel, and he told them there's nothing in the Aigel that cannot help you in any way possible. That what caused Dine Dinim. Now this caused backfire on Aharon HaKohen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, imhenu sifri hasv shalom. He wanted to wipe out Aharon HaKohen. ובהרון תנף אדוני מאוד להשמידו רבי ישוע דסכנים בשם רבי לוי אמר אין לשון השמדה הכתוב כאן אלא לשון כלוי בנים ובנות כמעט לתאימה והשמיד פריום מעל ושאר השב מתחת הקדוש ברוך הוא מוטט חס ושלום to wipe out אהרון הכהן it means to wipe out the children of אהרון הכהן there's no continuation for אהרון that's what the פסוק said מי אשר חטלי ימחינו מספרי חס ושלום, אהרון הכהן, there was גזירה on אהרון הכהן, that all his children are gonna die, בנים ובנות, the מדרש says here, no descendant whatsoever to אהרון הכהן, automatically, he's gonna be cut off, חס ושלום. That's here, that is שנאה, that הקדוש ברוך הוא had against אהרון הכהן, because he caused עם ישראל to be מזידים. Again, if it doesn't say like this in the Midrash, I wouldn't dare to say such a statement, but that's what the Midrash is telling us over here. That's sin'at te'orer medanim. Be'akul pesha'im techasi ahaba. That's the tefillah she'tpallel Moshe alav. Ma tpallel Moshe alav? So that's a prayer. Be'akul pesha'im techasi ahaba. Even though Aaron HaKohen is sinned, and he did the Avon Aigel for Am Israel, and he told them there's nothing in the Aigel, and now they became Mezidim now, that means he caused them to become Mezidim. And if he wouldn't have said anything, then they would be punished like Shogeg. They're mistaken. They thought Abu Dazar could help them. Now, why do you tell them that Abu Dazar cannot help? Because anyways, they're not listening. Why told them this? Therefore, Aharon HaKohen was punished. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, he came to pray for Aharon HaKohen. What did he pray for him? Man palel alav Moshe. The Midrash says here, Rabbi Manada Yishav Rabbi Shua Desachnin B'Shem Rabbi Levi Amar, Methilat Sefer Ve'adkan Ketiv Ve'arichu B'nei Aharon Kohanim. V'zarichu B'nei Aharon Kohanim. V'natinu B'nei Aharon Kohanim. So he says, if you look at Parashat Ve'yikra, you won't see Aharon's name over there whatsoever. All what the psukim are mentioning over there, the sons of Aharon should bring the korbanot. The sons of Aharon should take the blood. The sons of Aharon should do this. The sons of Aharon should do that. Where's Aharon? Why the parasha is not referring to Aharon whatsoever? The whole parasha from A to Z, parashat Vayikra, it's not mentioning Aharon, mentioning only the sons of Aharon. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habor senua. Umemiha habibin. So how could that be? The well you hate, the well, the water well you hate it, and you love the water inside. How could that be? If you hate the well, so obviously you're not going to touch the water, but you're drinking from the water and you hate the well. It's contradicting yourself, kibichon. So Moshe was telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, halakta kabod la'atzim bishbil benehem. Detanina taman. כל העצים כשרים למערכה חוץ משל זית ושל גפן. ולהרון, אין אתה חולק לו כבוד בשביל בניו. משה was telling, הקדוש ברוך הוא, was praying for Aharon, his brother, he told the קדוש ברוך הוא, רבן של העולם, I don't understand you. You gave respect to the olive trees and grape trees, you gave them respect, the what? That says in the Mishnah, that to bring korbanot in the mizbeach, the pasuk said, "Vinatenu bnei Aharon haKohen ish al mizbeach, ve'arechu etzim al ha'esh." What does mean ve'arechu etzim al ha'esh? The Gemara said, "Af al pi she'esh yoredet melma'ala min hashamayim, mitzvah lehabim nahadiot." That means there's mitzvah on the kohanim. She neged zrei asim. They have to bring wood on the mizbeach to burn the korbanot. From what type of tree you could bring these woods? So we don't care any tree. Chop it down and bring the wood to burn the korbanot. But he said he could use any kind of tree except olive tree and except the grape tree. Why? Because from the olive tree they're going to make the olive oil and that's needed for the menachot. That's needed to make korban menachah. That's needed to light the menorah from it. So that's needed don't chop off the olive tree because we need the fruits of the olive tree. And same thing by the grape tree. Don't chop off the grape tree to use its wood to burn the korbanot. Why? Because we need the grapes. Because from the grapes we're going to make wine, and wine is going to be menasech, you're going to pour on the mezbeach. Bakodesh hasech nesech shechar l'adonai. So you need to be pouring wine on the mezbeach. So you need the wine. Therefore, don't chop off the grape tree to use its wood. So Moshe was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see here that you gave kibyachol respect and honor to the olive tree and the grape tree, not to touch it, not to cut it off. Why? Because of its fruits. So here by us, Moshe was telling Hashem, he said, you see, by all Parashat Vayikra, you mentioned the sons of Aaron. It means you love so much the sons of Aaron. Why don't you love their father? Same way over there. He gave respect to the father, kibyachol. He gave respect to the tree, olive tree, because of its olive oil that's going to come out of it. See, here also, if you like the Shemen Zayit, which is here in our case, the sons of Aharon, so obviously you have to give respect to their father, Aharon HaKohen. So how come you did not mention Aharon's name, the whole parasha of Vayikra? That was how Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Hashem answer him? אמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא חייך שבשבילך אני מקרא בו ולא עוד אלא שאני עושה אותו עקר ובניו תפילים לו שנאמר צב את אהרון ואת בניו למור. זה השם, until השם told משה רבנו, you're right משה רבנו, because of you, משה רבנו prayed for your brother אהרון הכהן, I'm going to forgive אהרון הכהן, and now I'm going to mention him, even though the whole parasha of ויקרא, I did not mention אהרון's name. Here in Parashat Sava, I am going to mention Aaron's name. Not only am I going to mention him, I'm going to mention him before his sons. That's what the Pasuk said. Tzavet Aharon, and then Banav. First Aharon, then his sons. That's here what the Midrash telling us here. That was the Tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed for Aharon HaKohen. Ve'al kol pesha'im techase ahava. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, he hated Aharon HaKohen because he caused Am Yisrael to sin by Avon Ha'egel. He did the Egel for them. And he caused them to be mezid and not shogeg. Nevertheless, when Moshe Rabbeinu he prayed, al kol pesha'im techase ahava. That's what the Midrash is telling us. Al kol panim, what do we see from this Midrash? That kibyachol Aharon, there was anger from Kadosh Baruch Hu against Aharon. Like we said, ובהרון התנף אדוני מאוד להשמידו. קדוש ברוך הוא כביכול, he got so angry at Aharon, he wanted to destroy him, he wanted to kill his sons and his daughters, חס ושלום. That's what he wanted, until משה רבנו he prayed for him, and תפילה עושה מחצה, therefore only his two older sons died, and they have the another two, אלעזר ואיתמר. But really, there was so much anger from הקדוש ברוך הוא against Aharon הכהן. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to mention Aaron's name in the whole Sefer, the whole Parashat Vayikra. He didn't mention it. He said, Beni Aharon, Beni Atinu, Beni Aharon. Why? Because kibyachol there was anger against him. That's what the Midrash is telling us over here. So you see from this Midrash that, as I said, there was kibyachol anger from Kadosh Baruch Hu against Aharon because he did the Avon Ha'egel. However, so the Midrash is going for the negative way against Aharon HaKohen. I saw a beautiful pirush that Hatam Sofer, he brings down in Torat Moshe. He says he wants to be melamed zichut on Aharon HaKohen. And he said that really, you know, Aharon HaKohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Aharon HaKohen, and he has nothing against him. And the Midrash says over here that he has something against him. That's the reason why he didn't mention his name the whole Parashat Vayikra, because he hated him kibyachol. Sinat Ha'orer Medanim. That's what Aharon caused Am Israel to sin and to become Mizidim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kibachol hated him. So that's what it stands from the Midrash. But Hatam Sofer said, is going to explain it Be'ezrat Hashem in a better way, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does love Aharon HaKohen, and there is no sin whatsoever against Aharon HaKohen. Chas v'shalom. El Adrabah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loves him a lot. He loves him more than anyone else. We will start with Hashem from the famous Gemara. We have the famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, the Flamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara is telling us here the story that Kadosh Baruch Hu he came to tell David HaMelech, because David HaMelech, we all know that he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hodi'eni Adonai Kitzi, Umiddat Yamai Mahi, Edi'a Mihadil Ani. It means Moshe Rabbeinu, not Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean David HaMelech, I mean, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodi'eni Hashem Kitzi, when his day is going to come, when David HaMelech is going to die, so he asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem answered him, he told him, it's a gizera, no one knows when is he when's he going to die. So Amar lo, gizirah him lefanai, she'en mudi'in kutso shel basar v'dam. No one knows when is he going to die. Umiddat yamai mahi, gizirah him lefanai, she'en mudi'in middat yamav shel adam. No one knows how many years he's going to live, when's he going to die, no one knows. That's, no one has permission to know this information. Why not? Simple understanding, the Farshim exclaimed, because if the person is going to know that he's going to die after 40 years, after 60 years, then he's going to do all kind of habirot until then. And the last year, he'll do teshuva shelema, he'll grow a beer, and he'll go learn yeshiva 24/7. And then teshuva mechaperta ala kol. It's not fair. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants every person to do teshuva every single day. Why today you have to do teshuva? Because maybe tomorrow you're going to die. All his life in teshuva. That's basically what the Gemara later on Shabbat tells us, that the person should always do teshuva, like the Mishnah Perkei Avot said, shuv yom echad lefnei mitatcha. You have to do teshuva a day, one day only before you die. The Gemara asked, do we know when the person is going to die? David HaMelech, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't answer him. No one knows. It's a gezerah. No one knows when he's going to die. So how could you tell me, do teshuva a day before you die? So the Hakam, he answered the students, he told them, Adraba, every single day you have to do teshuva, maybe tomorrow you're going to die. Nimtza shekol yamav b'teshuva. So here, come back to our story. Here, David HaMelech, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me know when am I going to die. He told him, no, I'm not going to let you know. Then David HaMelech, he answered him, he asked again, Amar lo, at least let me know what day of the week I'm going to die. Don't tell me when, which week I'm going to die. But just let me know, is it Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Friday? When's he going to die? Even if you're going to tell me what day I'm going to die, still I'm not going to know how many years I'm going to live. Maybe this week, how many Shabbatot you have in the year? Yeah, 50, 54 Shabbatot throughout the whole year. So the person is still in a shaky and a shadow area. He doesn't know, when he's going to die. He knows he's going to die on Monday, for example. But which Monday? There's plenty of Mondays throughout the year. Therefore, there's no issue over here of not telling the person when's he gonna die. So that's what David HaMelech, he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem told him, Amar le b'Shabbat tamut. He told him, you're gonna die on Shabbat. Then the Gemara said, David HaMelech, he requested from Hashem, he told him, Amut b'Ahad b'Shabbat. He told him, why on Shabbat? Let me die on Sunday, not on Shabbat, after Shabbat, one more day. Amar lo, kvar giya malchut shelomo bencha, ve'en malchut nukat b'chaberta, afilu kimlo nima. He told them, no, you're going to wait. You want me to extend your life one more day until Sunday. But that's not your territory now anymore. Because I have it up there that you're going to be king so-and-so days. And from Shabbat, after you're going to die on Shabbat, automatically the kingdom is going to be transferred to your son, Shlomo HaMelech. He's going to be the king. Shlomo HaMelech is going to be the king, and you want to take away one day out of his kingdom? You don't have permission. Then David HaMelech, he saw this, and said, okay, at least let me die on Erev Shabbat, Friday, not Shabbat. Let him die Friday. Why? Because he wanted on Shabbat, if he's going to die on Shabbat, no one's going to take care of his burial. You're not allowed to bury on Shabbat. So he said, let him at least die on Friday. So he's going to die on Friday. He's going to be buried on Friday. And everything, that's fine. Hashem told him, no, that's also no good. Why not? Amar lo, ki tob yom b'chaserecha me'alef. Tob li yom echad sheta yoshev ve'osek b'torah me'alef olot sha'atid shelomo b'ncha le'akrib lefanai al gabi mezbeach. So that's what the Gemara says here. Hashem answered David HaMelech. He told him, no way. I'm not going to take you on Friday. Why? Because you know how much Nahat Ruach you make in front of me. When you sit down and learn Torah, you David HaMelech, you want me to skip one day of your life that you're praying and you're singing the Tehillim and you're learning Torah. You want to take away that day because that you should take care of your burial? No. Said, I would rather you live one more day to make Nahat Ruach in front of me. And not only this, that day that he's singing, learning Torah, it's in my eyes, it's worth more than 1,000 korbanot your son, Shlomo Melech, is going to bring on the Mizbeah. So your Torah is more hashub to me. Therefore, I'm not going to let you die on Friday because I need your Torah. I want you to do Nahat Ruach in front of me one more day. Your time anyway is going to finish on Shabbat. You want me to take you a day before? No, I'm not doing it. Let's see what the Gemara is telling us. I saw here the Ben Ishai Ben Mihoyada. He asked here, he says, ויש להקשות, מה תועלת יש לו בידיעה זו, אם חשב לעסוק בתורה באותו יום לברוח מן המוות? He says, he is asking, he said, I don't understand, David המלך, what does he want? He doesn't want to die. Well, he's asking הקדוש ברוך הוא, when is he going to die? Why is he asking? What is he getting out of it? Why he wants to ask? Until Hashem told him, no gezerah, I'm not going to let you know. So at least let me know what day of the week. Why is it so important for him to know what day of the week is going to die? What difference does it make for you? You're going to die in Shabbat. Who cares? Which Shabbat is? Plenty of Shabbatot. How do you know? Ela, like the Gemara says. The Gemara continues. We don't have time to continue the story. The Gemara, famous story, that every Shabbat, after Kadosh Baruch Hu told David the Melech that he's going to die on Shabbat, every Shabbat he used to sit down, learn Torah 24-7. 24-7. That means all the day of Shabbat he used to sit down and learn Torah. Non-stop. Why? Because he knows that when Malach HaMavet is going to come next to him, is going to see him learning Torah, he's not going to be able to touch him. That's what he planned. So is that really what David HaMelech wanted? Is he trying to run away from death? He says, זה לא ייתכן שיחשוב כך, שיוכל אדם לברוח מן המוות. תצא ולמד ממנו מעצמו. So you see from Moshe Rabbeinu, you see the Midrashim also, the Midrash Vezot HaBracha, he told us how much Moshe Rabbeinu, he tried to avoid death until Hashem told him, Gezerah, every person has to die. Over there, the Midrash Vezot HaBracha is Ma'arich, as long Pirushim over there, that how much Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to avoid death, but didn't help him. So David HaMelech, he already knows that everyone's going to die, even Moshe Rabbeinu died. Everyone has to die. Ve'od, he said, furthermore, he himself, David HaMelech, he wrote in Tehillim, Mi geber yihye ve'lo yireh mavet, yamalei tamsho miyad she'ol sela. He said, which person on earth, Mi geber yihye is going to live and is not going to die? Is there such a person at all? No one like this. Everyone's going to die. So, Fadam Lamita, the Gemara said, so what was he getting from it, David HaMelech? Why he wants to know what day of the week he's going to die? Why? Because he's planning that every day of that week, from the time that day starts until it ends, he wants to sit down and learn Torah to avoid death? That doesn't make sense. He agrees. Everyone has to die. ועוד למה בקש שימות באחד בשבת או בערב שבת? והלא בדעתו חשב לעשות תיקון שיעסוק בתורה. So what difference does it make? When is he going to die? On Shabbat? ערב שבת? Friday? Was on Sunday, if he was planning to sit down and learn Torah to avoid Malach Mavet from coming to taking his neshama, so why is he asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me die on Friday, let me die on Sunday? Anyways, you're planning to avoid Malach Mavet altogether. So what difference does it make? You want to die Sunday or Friday? And also, he said, if he was trying not to die on Shabbat because he knows you're not allowed to bury on Shabbat, so it's going to be Bizayon, so at least let him pray that Hashem should take his neshama on Shabbat in the afternoon. That means half an hour before Shabbat is over, let him take him on Shabbat. No problem, you want to take him on Shabbat. Take him on Shabbat, but please, Rosh Hashanah, take him at the end of the day of Shabbat, so he shouldn't stay long without people taking care of him. So he could have prayed like this. So really, it's hard to understand what David HaMelech wanted from here. Ela, he says here a beautiful pirush, ונראה לפסיעתת שמיה, כי דוד המלך עליו שלום יודע שיש לו שונאים שמליזים עליו מעניין בת שבע, והיו אומרים עליו שנפטר קודם זמנו בשביל עוון זה חס ושלום. He said, there were many people, they used to talk against David the man, that he sent Chas v'Shalom with Bathsheba. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he killed him in the middle of his life. Why? Because everyone knows that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years, but at the end, he ended up living 930 years. What happened to the rest 70 years? He's missing 70 years. The Midrashim tell us that really, these 70 years, Adam HaRishon, he donated them to David HaMelech. However, in Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, he said that Abraham and Yaakov and Yosef, these are the three tzaddikim that they donated 70 years of David HaMelech. So he says here, so if that's the case, ובפרט כי היו אומרים שהיה צריך לחיות קופמים שנה, כנגד 70 שנה של אדם הראשון ו-70 של האבות. ולכן כשהיה נפטר ב-70 שנה, היו מליזים שנפטר בחסי ימיו חס ושלום, על אשר חשב לעשות המצאה, על כן, חשב לעשות המצאה אחת למוכח מנה שנפטר בזמנו. So he says here, so that really, he was supposed to live 140 years, that's what people saying, that he got 70 years from David HaMelech, and 70 years from the Abot, Abraham, Yaakov, and Yosef. So he was supposed to live 140 years. How come he died at the age of 70? Well, it must have been because Hashem punished him because he did Avirah with Bathsheba. And the Pasuk said, Chas v'Shalom, b'chasi yamav ya'azbenu, b'acharito yeh naban. Chas v'Shalom, that's what people, they used to say on David HaMelech, that he died, he didn't live. He died exactly in the middle of his lifetime. He was supposed to live 140. How come he lived only 70? For sure, Hashem punished him and he killed him before his time. That's what people used to say against David HaMelech. So therefore, to avoid this, David HaMelech, he wanted to do something to prove to all that Hashem did not punish him, Ela, that's the end of his life. He was supposed to live only 70 years. How? How is he going to prove it to them? והוא שרצה לדעת באיזה יום מהשבוע ימות, כדי שאותו יום יעסוק בתורה, ולא יפסוק רגע. וידוע שאמרו חז"ל התורה מצילה מיתה שלא בזמנה, אבל מיתה בזמנה אינה מצילה. ולכן, הוא שהיה עוסק בתורה כל אותו היום, ועם כל זה נפטר, נמצא שהוא מת מיתה בזמנה. אמנם אחר שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא שימות בשבת, אז נסתרה ההוכחה הזאת, שחשב כי אמר, בשבת מחויב אדם לאכול שלוש תעודות. ואם כן, עת האכילה מוכרח להיות בטל מעסק התורה. ושתיים, אם פטר בו ביום, עדיין יש פתחון פה לאויביו לומר לעולם, מת שלא בזמנו ובשביל עוון, בת שבע. So he says here, he said, we all know that he wanted to avoid מלאך המוות through learning Torah, but he said, the Torah protects the person from מלאך המוות, that's only if מלאך המוות he wants to take him before his time. It means if the person was supposed to live like here, what people used to say, David HaMelech was supposed to live 104 years. And now Malach HaMavid came to him before the time to take his neshama. Then such a gezera, through Limud Torah, he could avoid it. However, if his time came to die, even though he's learning Torah, Malach HaMavid is going to take him anyways. Therefore, David HaMelech, he said, please, Rabbi Shalom Alam, don't make me die on Shabbat. Let me die either Friday or Sunday. Why not on Shabbat? What difference does it make? He said, no, because he wanted to learn Torah during that day, from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. And now Malach HaMavet cannot touch him unless if it was his day. If it was his final day, then Malach HaMavet is going to take him, even though he's learning Torah. But if it wasn't his day, like people used to say, he was supposed to live another 70 years. So how come he died if he was learning Torah? Therefore, David HaMelech, he said he wants to learn Torah all day long. But the problem is, on Shabbat, he cannot learn Torah all day long because there is mezvah to eat three se'udot on Shabbat. So during the time that he's eating the three se'udot, maybe Malach HaMavet, during that time, is going to come and take him. Then what people going to say? But yeah, David HaMelech was supposed to live 140 years. How come he died now? Because Hashem killed him before his time because he sinned with Bathsheba. However, if that day is going to be during the week, and David HaMelech, he's going to fast during that day. He's not going to eat Sa'udah, he's not going to do anything. He's going to sit down and learn Torah from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. Then Malach HaMavet cannot touch him. And if Malach HaMavet did take him during that day, even though he wasn't busy with any other stuff. Ela, he was learning Torah all day long. And b'chol zot, Malach Mavet came and took him. It must have been that was his day. He's not supposed to live 104 years like they used to say. Ela was supposed to live only 70 years. And the proof for this, that even though he's sitting down learning Torah all day long, still Malach Mavet took him. How could Malach HaMavet take such a person if he's learning Torah? It must have been that's his time. If that was his time, then Malach HaMavet could take him even though he's learning Torah. But if it wasn't his time and he's learning Torah is going to push away Malach HaMavet. He's not going to touch him. So that's what David HaMelech, he wanted to die not on Shabbat, on Erev Shabbat. Why? Because as I said, it's beautiful Pirush, deep Pirush over here. He said because on Shabbat, there's mitzvah to eat shalosh se'odot, and David HaMelech was scared, maybe Malach HaMavet, if he's going to die on Shabbat, maybe Malach HaMavet is going to come and take him while he's eating shalosh se'odot. Then people, what they're going to say? Here, David HaMelech, he died here on Shabbat at the age of 70. He was supposed to live 140. How come he died now? Because Hashem killed him. Hashem was punishing him. And even though he planned to learn Torah, but he cannot learn Torah while he's eating now. He has to eat. Therefore, David HaMelech, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should die either Friday or Sunday. And that Friday or Sunday, if Hashem was willing to switch it, that day he's going to fast. David HaMelech is not going to eat anything. That's why David HaMelech, he was praying that he should die the day before or the day after. But whatever it is, you see from here the ma'ala of a person sitting down learning Torah has a big ma'ala. Why? Because anytime a person sitting down learning Torah, I said, Kito b'yom b'chasarecha me'alef. The day that David HaMelech was sitting down learning Torah, it's worth in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the 1,000 korbanot that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring on the Mizbeah. See, that's a ma'ala of Talmud Torah. And basically, that's what the Pasuk told us in this week's parasha. Zot HaTorah, La'ula, La'manha, La'hatat, Vela Hashem, Vela Meluim, Uzebah Shalamim. You have the famous Gemara also. And the end of Masechet Menachot, the Kuf Yud Amud Alef, Amar B'Yitzhak, Ma'id Ikhtib, Zot HaTorah, La'ula. Where am I? Amar Ish Lakish, I'm sorry. Amar Ish Lakish, few lines before, ما يدختيب زوت هالتوراة لا علا لمنحا ولا حطت ولا أشام. What does this pasuk means? Rish Lakish explaining, كل عوسك بالتوراة كيلو قريب علا. كيلو كل عوسك بالتوراة كيلو قريب منحا, كيلو قريب حطت, كيلو قريب أشام. So the person is learning Torah as if he brought قربان علا, as if he brought قربان منحا, as if he brought قربان حطت and أشام. That's how Rish Lakish explaining it. أمر ربا he came to disagree with him. He told him, no, you're wrong. Hay la ula la manha. Ula u manha mba'ile. According to your pirush, the pasuk wasn't supposed to say zot ha'tora la ula la manha la hatat. What does it mean la ula? According to you, he's saying if he's learning the Torah as if he did bring Qurban ula. The pasuk according to you was supposed to say zot ha'tora ula u manha hatat ve Hashem, because it's coming keneged hatat ve Hashem. So the letter lamed by la ula la manha la hatat, it's extra. Zot HaTorah ula u manha ve hatat ve Hashem. It's against as if you brought ula manha hatat ve Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi, he came to disagree. He gave and I was suggesting different pirush. Ela amar Rabbi, hay ela amar Rabbi, kol asik ba Torah enu sarich la ula ve la manha ve la hatat ve la Hashem. He came with a slightly different pirush here. He said, any person who's learning Torah, he does not need ula, he does not need minha, he does not need hatat, does not need asham. That's what Rabbah explained over here. I saw here also the Beni Hoyada, also it tells us here. He says, Enu sarich la ula velo minha. Nerali b'satat shmeyal drashat rish lakish di kamar ki ilu hebi korban ula kilo krib korban minha. According to the first hakam to Rish Lakish, he said kol ha'osek b'Torah as if he brought korban, as if he brought hatat, as if he brought Hashem. But he said it's not really korban ula, not really korban hatat, as if he brought it. You have many mitzvot and many abirot. So if the person did like this, as if he fasted so and so days. If the person did such a abira, as if he did the bigger abira. That's all as if. As if he did it. Here also is telling us, any person who learns Torah as if he brought that Qurban. But it's not really that Qurban. That's according to the first Hakam to Rish Lakish. However, Lazi Amar, Abad Rabbah Svira Le'a Ulahu Min Hammash. Rabbi disagree with him. He said, doesn't mean if he's learning Torah as if he brought Qurban Hatat. No. If he's learning Torah, he does not need Hatat because the Torah mechaper on the Hatat. He do not need to bring Hatat whatsoever. Lazi Amar, Eno Sarich Od La'asot Ulahu Min Had. Did I love Azi? Vinakit Ulah Batihla, why he mentioned Ulah in the beginning? According to Rabbi, he said, you know why? He said, Lom Baya Ulah de Kula Kalil. ואם בזה הפסד לכהנים, אלא אפילו קורבנות, דאיקה בהו, הפסד לכהנים, גם כן אינו צריך להביא עוד. הפסד בביק חדוש, he says here, according to רבה, not only קורבן עולה, that the Kohen does not get anything out of it, only for that type of קורבן, probably you're going to tell me if you're learning Torah, you do not need to bring קורבן עולה, because anyways the Kohen is not eating anything out of it, Not only Qurban Ola, even Qurban Hatat and Hashem, that there is part for the Kohanim, still, if you learn the Torah, you do not need to bring Hatat or Hashem. That's here what you see the Ma'ala of the Torah. That's the Ma'ala of the Torah, that it shows the Hashivut of the Limud Torah, the Hashivut Limud Torah, it's worth in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much more than the Qurbanot, lo tzarech mencha, lo tzarech Hatat, you do not need Hatat, you do not need Hashem, you don't need anything. Just sit down and learn Torah, that's what Rabbi said. When you learn Torah, it's not as if he brought Qurban Hatat only. No, you do not need Qurban Hatat. The Torah is mechaper whatsoever. That's how you see the ma'ala of the Torah. Now, after we learned all of this, we have the Gemara in Masechet Mu'ed Katan. The Gemara tells us over there in Mu'ed Katan, Daftet Amud Bet. That long story over here, Rabbi Shimon ben Amsir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, said Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he sent his son, the Rabbi Elazar, to get Berachah from these two Hachamim. And he came and he saw them, they were discussing a few things. One of the things the Gemara says over here, Hadar yatvei v'kam ba'ya lehu, kiti b'yikarahim peninim v'chol hafatzicha lo yishvu ba, ha-hafsi shamayim yishvu ba. Said they were sitting down and arguing these two hachamim. One pasuk in Mishle says, "Yikarahim peninim the Torah is more hashub than peninim than jewels and pearls." V'chol hafasecha lo yishvuba, and all your private things that you do, you cannot compare them to the Torah whatsoever. Lo yishvuba, they're not compared to the Torah at all. It sounds like Hafatzecha lo yishvuba. Hafsei shamayim yishvuba. What does this mean? Said your personal needs are not worth in front of the Torah. However, other mitzvot of the Torah, probably yes, you have to stop learning Torah to keep the other mitzvot. That's what it says. Hafatzecha, if you sit down learning Torah, you want to close the book to go do something for personal for yourself, you cannot do it. But if you want to do mitzvot, yes, you close the book and go do mitzvah. They're not so hashub against the Torah, but hafsei shamayim, like mitzvot, they are hashub. You close the book, go do the mitzvah. That's this pasuk sounds like. However, they have different pasuk says, v'chol hafatzim lo yishvu ba. They have filo hafsei shamayim lo yishvu ba. Even hafsei shamayim, you have different mitzvot of the Torah, do not close the book. Come on, that's contradiction over here. One pasuk said, if you sit down learning Torah and you have mitzvot, close the book, go do the mitzvah. The other pasuk said, even if you see mitzvot while learning Torah, do not stop learning, continue learning. Forget about the mitzvah. What's going on? The Gemara ask here, Ela, la kashya, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asota al adi aharim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asota al adi aharim. If it was mitzvah that could be done through other people, then sit down and learn Torah. Bechol hafatzim lo yishvu ba. None of the mitzvot of the Torah are hashub just like Talmud Torah. You sit down and learn Torah, continue to learn the Torah. I have different mitzvah in front of you. Let someone else do it. If that mitzvah could be done through a shaliach, let the shaliach do it. You still continue to learn the Torah. However, there are mitzvot that you cannot send shaliach to do it. A person, you have to shake the lulab, for example. or now the Pesach is coming. You have to eat the matzah. You cannot send someone else to eat matzah for you. Then no such a thing. You cannot send someone else to put tefillin on for you instead of you. No. He has mitzvah on his own, you have mitzvah on your own. Such a mitzvah, you cannot send shaliyah. If shal asot al de shaliyah, then the pasuk said, "V'chol hafatzecha lo yishvu ba, hafatzei shamayim." Close the book, go do that mitzvah. So what we get from this gemara, that any mitzvah that could be done through someone else, don't stop learning Torah, let that someone else do it. But any other mitzvot that cannot be done through someone else, then what should you do? You should close the book and go do it yourself. After we know all these introductions, now we come back to the Hatam Sofer that I read. I told you in the beginning that the Midrash Rabbah sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu is so angry against Aaron HaKohen because he did Avon HaEgel. He caused them to sin, and he caused them to be Mezidim also, like what we read from the Midrash. But the Hatam Sofer said no, he wants to be Mezakeh, he wants to be Melamed Zechut on Aaron HaKohen, that no, for different reason. Aharon's name is not mentioned in Sefer Parashat Vayikra. Why it's not mentioned? He says, "Vehenne Aharon." He says in Torah Moshe Daf Yutet Amud Aleph, "Vehenne Aharon Hakohen Torah Emet Hayta Befihu." What does mean? Said Aharon Hakohen. The pasuk said about Aharon Hakohen. The pasuk said, "Kisvtech Kohen Shmeru Daat veTorah Yebakshu Umpihu Ki Malach Adonai Tzibaotu." Aharon Hakohen. All his life, he was sitting down teaching Torah to Am Israel. Like we said, that Aharon HaKohen, that Siftei Kohen Shmei Rudat veTorah Yibakshu Mpihu. They have to ask, they have to learn Torah from his mouth, Aharon HaKohen. He was teaching Torah to Am Israel. So since that Aharon HaKohen's Torah was so hashub, was so important in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I just read it from the Gemara in Shabbat, that David HaMelech, he wanted to die on Friday, instead of Shabbat, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, the one day that you, David HaMelech, sitting down learning Torah, that day, in my eyes, is more hashub than 1,000 korbanot your son's going to bring on the Mizbeach. So if that's the case, that's the reason, he says, Hatam Sofer, very simple. That's the reason why Aharon's name is not mentioned in Parashat Vayikra. Why? Because what's Parashat Yikra dealing with? Dealing with korbanot. Said, why you want to stop Aharon's learning Torah to close the book and go bring the korbanot? Don't bother him with the korbanot. Why? Because such a mitzvah, kitob yom b'chaserecha, you, Aharon HaKohen, Torah temet hayta b'fihu. Therefore, we don't want to stop you. Hashem loves your Torah so much. And in such a mitzvah, it said, v'chol hafatzim lo yishvu ba. All kind of mitzvot, they're not hashub like Talmud Torah. Do not close the book to go bring the korbanot. Kitob yom b'chaserecha, the day that you, Aharon HaKohen, sitting down learning Torah, in the eyes of Hashem, more hashub than 1,000 korbanot. So you want him to close the book to go bring korbanot? What's more hashub? Learning Torah. Continue learning Torah, you, Aharon HaKohen. Therefore, he says here, Ne Aharon HaKohen Torah temet hayta b'fihu. V'lachen lo rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ezkir Aharon ma'ase korbanot. Not because Hashem hates him, chas v'shalom. He said, Adrabah, Hashem, he loves his Torah so much, and his Torah is compared in the eyes of Hashem much more than the korbanot. Why you want him to close the book to go bring korbanot? He's doing something more important, doing something more hashub, learning Torah, continue learning Torah. This mitzvah of bringing korbanot, you can do it through others. Send your sons to bring the korbanot. He says here, he said, Lo rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehezkir Aharon ma'aseh korbanot, not because he hate him, ela adraba, ki tob lo she'ilmat Torah, שילמד תורת אמת, כי תורתו חביבה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא מאוד. ובניו יעשו את העבודה. Let his sons do the עבודה. That's why Hashem did not mention Aharon's name פרשת ויקרא, not because he hate him like we said, אלא because he didn't want to bother him. Hashem loves his Torah so much. Aharon HaKohen was learning Torah, teaching Torah to Am Israel, continue teaching Torah to Am Israel. You're dealing with something more important than the korbanot. כי טוב יום בחסריך מאלף. So now, you might ask, if that's the case, how come in this week's parasha, Aharon's name is mentioned? Savet Aharon first, then his sons. Why here Aharon's name is mentioned? Said for this, said he brings down, continues here, Mashe'en ken gabe haramat hadeshen, that's something else. Here the pasuk is telling us, Savet Aharon ve'et panav lemor, you have to tell Aharon to close the book and go do that mitzvah. What mitzvah is telling him over here? ולבש הכהן מדו בד ומכנס בד ילבש על בשרו והרים את הדשן אשר תאכל האש את העולה על המזבח ושמו אצל המזבח. There is מזבח on Aaron הכהן. Every day you should go up to the מזבח and you should take the מחתה and you should take some ashes from the מזבח. You should take some ashes with this מחתה, with this כלי, and come down the ramp of the Mizbeah, come down next to the Mizbeah, and he dumps it over there on the floor. And that was one of the miracles the Gemara tells us, that it used to disappear after a few moments. So he used to put it over there. The Chaura, that type of Melacha, he has to go up the Mizbeah to take some ashes and put it next to the Mizbeah. Is this Abudat fits for a Kohen Gadol to do it, for Aaron a Kohen? Let other people do it. Why Aaron Cohen has to do it? How come here the Torah said, I just told you over here, the Pasuk told us about here, ולבש הכהן מדו בד, he has to change his clothing, ומכנס לבד ללבש על בשרו, he should take, וירים את הדשן, אשר תאכל שאתה עולה, ושמו עשה למזבח. He has to take the ashes himself. Why does Muzbar and Aaron Cohen to do the ashes? Chaura, doesn't belong to his honor, to his respect, Aaron Cohen. He's so hashub. You want him to take the ashes? It sounds like as if he's sweeping the floor. Hasb shalom. Doesn't fit for Aaron Cohen. Let's send someone else to bring these ashes. Why dafka Aaron Cohen? Ela, he quotes here the Rabbeinu Bahya and Chabot Levavot. He says here in Sha'ar Kenia Perikvav, sheyesh mekan remez musar she'en gebhut lifnehem makom. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to teach Aaron HaKohen, even though you're Aaron HaKohen, you're such a Hashub person, you go inside Kodesh HaKodashim, you are Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol may have, you're much more Hashub than all your other brother Kohanim, because that, don't think that you should have Gava Hasb Shalom. Therefore you should go, take some ashes, do the Melacha of someone who's very simple. Why? To teach Aaron HaKohen, you shouldn't have Gava Hasb Shalom. He should always have Middat Anava. So if that's the case, to show Hakhna'ah, he cannot send someone else to do that Mizvah. Again, Hatan Sofer is saying, how come Aaron's name is not mentioned in Parashat Vayikra? Because the Parashat Vayikra is dealing with the Korbanot. Korbanot, why is he want Aaron to stop his learning Torah to bring Korbanot? We just told you about David HaMelech. He told me about Sarecha. You sitting down learning Torah is much more hashub than bringing Korbanot. Therefore, don't bother Aaron HaKohen by Parashat Vayikra. Because since that Parashat Vayikra dealing with the Korbanot, don't bother him. He's doing something more important, learning Torah. However, in this week's parasha, Tzavet Aharon is talking about Haramat HaDeshen, and Rabbeinu Bahya said in Sha'ar HaKni'ah that this mitzvah has to be done especially with the Kohen Gadol, to show HaKni'ah, to show humility, that he should be humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That type of mitzvah, he cannot send Shaliach to do it. If he cannot send Shaliach to do it, the Pasuk said that V'chol Hafatzim, V'chol hafatzecha lo yishvu ba. Your personal needs, if you're learning Torah, you have personal needs, do not close the book. But other mitzvot, we just told you from the Gemara Mo'ed Katan, said mitzvot that you cannot do it through a shaliach, you have to close the book and go do that mitzvah. Here also, since that this week's parasha, the pasuk is talking about mitzvot haramat hadeshen, that has to be done through Kohen Gadol Davka to show Hakhna'ah. This Mizbah cannot send Shaliach to do it. Therefore, here there's no choice. Tzavet Aharon. Now we mention Aharon's name. Im ken adif im yaaseh zeb Kohen Gadol be'asmo leheraot techni'ah zu. Ulheraot keni'ah zu, yifshar lekayim ala dei aharim. Ulkan ketib kan Aharon Davka. That's the reason why it says over here, it says Aharon. Ol hamash parashat veikra, it doesn't mention Aharon's name. Not because he hates him, Hasb Shalom, El Adraba. Hashem loves his Torah so much, he does not want to bother Aaron HaKohen to close his book to go bring the Korbanot. The Korbanot could be done through his sons. But here, special Anyan, Aaron has to do it. He cannot send Shaliach, therefore there's no choice, he has to do it himself. So you see from all these things that we just learned today, the Ma'alaf Talmud Torah, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the person learning Torah. And by the way, that's one of the reasons the Mefarshim bring down that this week is called Shabbat HaGadol. Of many Pirushim, why is it called Shabbat HaGadol? One of the Pirushim I saw, they bring down that since that usually in Shabbat HaGadol they give longer shi'ur than usual. Why? Because Shabbat Gadol, it's called Shabbat Gadol. They have to learn Hilchot Pesach, preparation for the Seder night, preparation how to bake the matzot, how to do bi'ur hametz, how to check for the hametz, many things. Dineg ala, and a lot of halachot. You have a lot of halachot are involved over here. And therefore, it's called Shabbat Gadol because they sit down in that Shabbat, learn Torah even more and more. That's called Shabbat Gadol. So you see that Anyanim over here, that when a person sits down learning Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's doing Nahat Ruach in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kitob Yom B'Hasirecha, more than 1,000 Korbanot that they used to bring on the Mizbeach. If you sit down learning Torah, Hashem loves your Torah. Therefore, we should try all of us, that we should always be strengthen ourselves. Ein Sav, Ela Lashon Ziruz, Lashon Ziruz, Miyad Vela Dorot. We have to strengthen ourselves and learn the Torah. And they have many things that Srechim Hazuk, the Bre Torah Srechim Hazuk. You have the person, you have to strengthen himself in learning Torah. He should understand the value of the Torah. He should understand the Hashibut of the Torah, the importance of the Mut Torah, how much he does Nahat Ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should help all of us by Ezer Hashem, and that should all be Zoche to sit down and learn Torah, to do Nahat Ruach in front of Hashem. And then Hashem is going to send us Mashiach by Ezer Hashem. Like we insan Negalom, insan Atadim Negael. And we should be Zoche that this year, by Ezer Hashem, we still have time, we still have chance. Still have a chance, Be'ezer Hashem, to bring the actual Korban Pesach, not to eat Zikr the Korban Pesach, Zikr the Korban Hagiga. Be'ezer Hashem should be Zuchay to bring the actual Korban Pesach, the actual Korban Hagiga. Ve'nuchal Shem min Zebachim, min Pesachim, Asher Yaleh Damam Al Kir Mizbeach. Be'ezer Hashem, Nizkei Legula Shel Imam Rabbi Yamenu, Bnei Beit HaMikdash, Amen Ve'Amen. Rabbi Hananav Nachshon Omer, Rasei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekut Yisrael.